Oi, eu sou a Milena e eu vou entrevistar agora. What's your name?
Anna Pitt.
Anna Pitt. Anna Pitt, de onde você é?
Where are you from?
I come from Oxford, in England, in the UK.
Living na Inglaterra.
O que você achou do Brasil?
And what do you think about Brazil?
I love it.
Had you ever been here before?
No, this is my first time in Brazil. It's full of constant surprises. It's really beautiful. I've never seen a city as massive as São Paulo.
Ela tá achando incrível, ela diz que é cheia de surpresas, que ela nunca viu uma cidade tão grande quanto São Paulo.
Por que você veio participar da conferência?
Why did you come to the conference?
I came to the conference because I'm passionate about environmental education. I feel it's really important for future young people to engage in environmental education and to get reconnected with how products are made, how our food is, where it is grown, where it comes from. And there's been a lot of disconnection in the UK and I think around the world, and that has led to quite a culture of waste. And my work is about engaging young people in wasting less.
So you work in a place that works with waste?
I'm a writer.
Ela é uma escritora e ela trabalha com política de resíduos com gente nova, assim, desde educação ambiental para gente mais nova sobre resíduos.
I have written a book of waste reduction tips, ways that young people can reduce waste, and I do a workshop in schools. So this book was made by a school where they put in their own ideas about how they, as young people, can reduce waste. So that might be ideas of how they can save water, how they can save fuel, energy.
Inside the school.
As well, inside the school and in their lives in general. Mm. So they can tell me whatever they want. I don't say it has to be within school or outside school. It's whatever they feel is important to them as young people for the future. Ways to waste less and make better use of resources. So it's about physical resources too.
Então ela é uma escritora e ela fez esse livro e ela faz outros livros com molecada em escola. Ela faz oficinas nas escolas tentando trazer dos próprios alunos como que eles acham que é possível reduzir a quantidade de lixo que se gasta. Então os próprios alunos sugerem coisas e ela faz essa compilação do que eles sugeriram nos livrinhos que depois ela publica.
Você viu alguma diferença no seu país para o nosso?
What difference did you see between Brazil and the UK?
Well, I've only been here since Saturday morning, so I think that I've seen more similarities than differences.
Really?
I think so, yes.
About people or the place?
About people, from what I'm hearing in the workshops and the keynote speakers yesterday, we have the same problems in the UK as you have in Brazil. We need to use the same methods of engagement, and we need to speak with young people, and we need to give young people a voice. And it's the same in the UK as it is in Brazil. I met somebody from the Sudan. They have the same problems there and the same issues and the same pathways to solutions. Okay. So I was surprised by really the similarities.
Na verdade, o que ela achou de mais interessante é que ela encontrou muitas semelhanças do Brasil com a Inglaterra e também com o Sudão, que ela conheceu gente do Sudão, e com o que ela ouviu dos palestrantes, porque ela percebeu que os problemas, tanto aqui quanto lá, são muito parecidos. Então a gente tem que buscar soluções que também são muito parecidas. Por mais que sejam países muito diferentes, tem coisas muito parecidas no que se refere aos problemas.
Você achou a comida diferente?
Did you find the food here different from the food from UK?
I think that there's a lot more fresh and homemade food here. Where I live and in my household, we like fresh homemade food. We don't buy pre-prepared food. But over here, it seems that there's much more of a culture of fresh produce that are grown locally. I may be wrong, but I stayed in a posada in São Paulo where they did organic produce and everything was homemade and fresh. There's lots of lovely fruit and vegetables on offer here.
Not necessarily everything is organic, but
yes,
they do eat a lot of fresh food.
Yes, and I think that that's I think we need to recapture that in the UK. We need to do more of that. We have a lot more processed food. It's very packaged. And then
you have a lot of issues related to that, not only that you're not eating fresh food, but that you have waste being generated.
Yes, waste, not just food waste, but packaging waste.
And also,
you don't really necessarily see what the fruit and vegetables actually looked like when they, you know, when they were grown on the trees. So when everything's packaged.
In Brazil, do you know that we have, there's a group that work with children's publicity and children's rights on publicity, and they've made a documentary, and they've find out that there are a lot of kids who don't know how to identify, even here in Brazil, a pear from zucchini, and they know how to identify all the brands from all the
industry. It's the same in the UK. Yes.
Everybody
knows the brands like Nike and Adidas.
Yes.
And Apple, but they don't necessarily know where their apples that they eat come from, whether it's grown in Britain or whether it's grown in New Zealand or whether it's grown in Brazil. They don't know.
Então, o que ela está falando, o que ela mais gostou da comida aqui é que ela encontrou muita coisa fresca, que de onde ela vem, não tem tanta comida fresca, é muito mais comida, exatamente, enlatado, industrializado. E o que eu estava falando para ela é que a gente viu um documentário que chama Muito Além do Peso, que as crianças elas não sabem distinguir uma maçã de uma abobrinha, mas elas sabem distinguir todas as marcas de suquinho, de caixinha, de gelatina. Então, as pessoas têm muito mais contato, principalmente criança que está numa fase importante da vida, de crescimento, tem muito mais contato com coisas industrializadas do que com coisas frescas. E o que ela está falando é que aqui tem muita comida fresca e que ela acha isso muito bom e que ela quer, devia resgatar isso no Reino Unido. Tem mais pergunta?
Qual é a diferença do café da manhã de lá para cá?
They're asking you, what do you usually have for breakfast?
Usually I have yogurt, fruit, cereal, like muesli. Do you mean at home or here? Yes, yogurt, fruit, muesli. Sometimes homemade bread, toasted.
Parece, iogurte, cereais, conseguiram entender um pouquinho? Muesli, que é cereal integral, assim, pão feito em casa, bem parecido.
Você já comeu pão de queijo?
Had you ever eaten bread cheese? I don't know if you saw it in breakfast, ball of cheese. It's very traditional here in Brazil.
Yes, I've had some. I had never had them before.
Did you like
it? I really liked them, yes.
Ela nunca tinha comido, mas ela gostou bastante.
E o que ela mais gostou de comer e o que ela achou mais estranho?
And to end it, what was your favorite food that you ate here and the one that you liked the least?
I love the fresh fruits. I also love those cheese breads. What are they called?
Pão de queijo.
Pão de queijo.
Yeah.
I love those, as well as the fruit. So the watermelon and the mango, pineapple, fresh. I love those.
And there was, is there something that you didn't like from the things that you ate here?
No, nothing yet, but I like food a lot.
Okay. Então ela falou que ela gostou muito das frutas e do pão de queijo, e que ainda não teve nada que ela não gostou. É isso? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.